worship.
Gotta be where you are.
Woo!
I wanna be.
to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are. Woo! Want to be where you are. Somebody make that your prayer in this moment. Gotta be where you are. Everything I need is where.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Jesus on tonight. We thank God for the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of every listener tonight. You are a powerful man and woman of God, and we touch and agree with the word that says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen, somebody. Amen. To God be the glory. We are just created in his image, and we thank God and in his likeness that Jesus said greater works. Please, come on, somebody. Greater works than these will we do. He was talking about our generation. And I'm believing God by faith, hallelujah, that God is going to do something mighty in and through our lives before it's all said and done. Pastor Anthony here. Pastor Rebecca Simmons is here. The New Creation Christian Ministries Church family. We thank God for everyone who is connected by faith, amen, to this great move of God in the earth realm. We're going to pray, but I'll read a few verses coming from the book of Romans, chapter number 9. The book of Romans, chapter number 9, to God be the glory. Starting at verse number 15, Romans 9:15. And it says this, people of God. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on who I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that show us mercy. For the scripture said of Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised him up, that I might show my power in thee. And that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Verse 18 says this, therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy.
Yes.
And whom he will harden, he will harden. I love verse 19, 20, and 21. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who has resisted his will? Talking about God. No, but O man, who art thou that replies against God? Shall the thing formed say to the thing that formed it, why have you made me this way? Help us, God. Has not the potter power over the clay, or the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another vessel unto dishonor? Powerful words from God. I want to decree and declare over your life and my life that we are uniquely made. The enemy gets us to find fault with ourselves, gets us to magnify our weaknesses, get us to look at ourselves not in the eyes of God, but in the eyes of man and in the eyes of how we see ourselves. But God says, I have formed you the way you are to bring my name glory. This is why we must pray. This is why we gotta pray. When you see someone have an encounter or an experience with God and you don't see everlasting change, you don't see the fruit in the manifestation, when you see things the same way they've always been, it's because we're not yielding our lives to the will of Almighty God. And we got to pray, not my will, but your will be done. No, it's not easy, but it's necessary. Yeah. I surrender all. They used to sing that song at our church. I surrender all to thee, my precious Savior. I surrender all.
Amen.
We got to surrender. We got to submit. And with the help of God, we can and we will. So, God, I thank you tonight that you are the potter. Each and every person on this prayer line, you're forming us and you're shaping us and you're molding us to be the husband, the mother, the pastor, the parent, the business person, the minister. You're molding and shaping us into the will of Almighty God. And we say, yes, Lord, anyhow. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, we want to do our thing. Yes, this flesh is weak and the spirit is willing. Yes, sometimes we're still prideful and stubborn. But God says, yield, submit, surrender. So we pray tonight saying, yes, Lord. We want to do the will of God. We want to change for real.
Yes.
We want to bear fruit. We want our marriages and our businesses to succeed. We want our ministries to impact this world. We want the transforming power of God to be made manifest. But God says we have to yield. God says we have to submit. God says we have to surrender. And I, for one, I know sometimes I get in my own way. Can I get an amen anywhere on the line tonight? I pray I'm not the only one that gets in the way of God. But when we see that sometimes we're in error, sometimes we're at fault, sometimes we have not repented, we need to pray and say, God, help us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want your will to be done through our lives. God, we want your ways, which are higher than our ways, your thoughts, which are higher than our thoughts, to be manifested through our lives in the name of Jesus. So, God, right now, we give you permission. We permit and submit. And we say, Lord, have your way on this prayer line. Have your way at New Creation Church. Have your way in every household represented. We ask the question on Sunday, what's in your house? God, our home belongs to you. God, our families belong to you. God, our property and our possessions belong to you. So, Lord, we want you to use us. Make us and break us. Mold us and shape us in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Anyhow, God, we thank you. God, we praise you.
Yes.
God, we admire you. God, we need you. So much is going on in the earth realm, and God wants us to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. God wants his kingdom to be known through you and I. God in heaven, let thy will be done on earth as it always is in heaven. So in the name of Jesus, I pray for every marriage that it would glorify you. I pray for every family that it would glorify you. I pray for every church that will bring your name glory. I pray for the sons and daughters of God. As the Bible says, the earth is groaning and moaning for the real sons and daughters of God to be revealed. It's not time to be quiet. It's not time to be passive. It's not time to be timid. It's not time to be afraid. It's time to, hallelujah, anyhow, to be anointed and take authority. Add glory be to God. I take authority over sickness.
Yes.
We take authority over poverty. We take authority over that spirit of discord and divorce. We take authority over lack. We take authority over the storms that is trying to ruin our lives and our families. We take authority over disease. Kathy Tossel, you're already healed in the name of Almighty Jesus. We take authority over Sanford, Florida, May Thomas, in the name of Jesus, your lights and Renee and those without power. We take authority right now and we speak a word and say restored, restoration, everything made new again in the name of Jesus. So God, we take authority over tonight. Your word says what we bind will be bound. Yeah. What we loose will be loose. And right now we bind up anything and anyone that's coming against the plan of God for our lives. So Lord, have mercy on that person struggling in their finances. Have mercy on that marriage struggling to keep the love and the fire stirred up. Have mercy on that person who's struggling in their mind. They're double-minded. They're finding themselves in doubt often. They find themselves with little faith often. They find themselves struggling. God, have mercy on the backslider in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on the one who experienced church hurt. Have mercy on that one who is frustrated and discouraged because they don't see any fruit. The devil is a liar. You will manifest. You are already successful. You are already healed. Yeah. Hear the word of God. I'm speaking prophetically. You are already, it's already done. You're already out of that storm. You already have come through that dilemma. You've already made it over that mountain. And the devil trying to convince you that you're stuck. The devil lying to you that things won't get any better. The devil's trying to convince you that the word and plan of God will not prevail in your life. You got to call him a liar. Each and every time, I feel the Holy Ghost, Pastor.
Yes, yes.
The
yes.
devil trying to put thoughts in our thoughts.
Yes, yes.
The devil trying to plant seeds in our thinking. And the devil is a liar tonight. We're believing the Bible. We're believing the scripture. As Pastor continues to pray, let God mold and shape you and make you into what he desires. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen. We're going to open up the phone lines. Amen. If you have a prayer request, I'll just press 1, and we're going to start taking prayer requests right now. Amen. Just press 1 if you have a prayer request. Area code 919, God bless you. Your line is open.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
This is Jamila. How are you doing?
Hi, Jamila. I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you. I'm up here. I just asked you guys to pray for me concerning jobs right now. I don't want to jump into anything, you know, the first thing that I may be offered, but I just asked for confirmation when it comes to this.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name, Lord. We worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. You are Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, God. Father God, we know, Father God, hallelujah, that you are in control, God, of all things pertaining to your children. Oh, God, it's by the bloodshed of Jesus Christ, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, that we have earned the right through faith to be called your daughters, to be called your sons, oh, God. So, Lord, I pray for your daughter, Jamila, right now, God. You said in your word that you know the plans you have for her, plans to prosper her and not to harm her, plans to give her a hope and a future. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, even as she is out, Father God, looking for her next assignment in the workforce, oh, God, that you will let your lamp be your word be a lamp unto your feet, that you will order her steps, oh, God. Lord, show her, Father God, which doors to go through, Father God. Show her which job to take, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Even show her what job to apply for, for. Lord, you said that you will meet all of our needs according to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus. Father God, as we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, that everything else will be added unto us. So even as Jamila is out here, Father God, looking, Father God, to enhance her financial situation, God, we thank you for the blessedness of open doors. We thank you for many opportunities. And even as you were talking, Jamila, about going into the job force and looking for different jobs, God showed me that many doors were open for you. And so it is a good thing. It is a good thing that you have requested prayer for discernment as to which door to open. And God even says that he's going to give you the desire of your heart. So God wants you to begin to pray about that door for which you desire to work in. Like, in other words, what is it that you desire to do? My God, you're not just going to have to go to work for money, but God's putting you in position for divine assignment.
Yes.
He's putting you in position where he's going to use the gifts that he has put on the inside of you. He's going to make a way in a pathway in the wilderness, my God. Even as you go into this next assignment, God's going to open up for promotion, my God, and elevation and expansion and even education, my God, where there will be benefits, my God, hallelujah, to even pay for college and extra schooling and to enhance the skills that you already have. So it's not just a job, my God, that God has for you, but God says, this is your career that's being lined up for you. But not only is it a career, but it's a kingdom assignment, my God, where God is going to get the glory out of your life. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the open doors, God. I thank you, Lord, Father God, for allowing her to discern. I pray for a spirit of discernment, oh God, that Jamila will know, Father God, where to go. Oh, my God, I hear you, Lord. And God's saying, even if you take a job, and it's not the job. He says the doors will continue to open until you get to the place that he has ordained for you, my God. In other words, you can't go wrong. God will even use a job temporarily to finance your immediate need, my God. But then he will continue to direct your steps and put you in the position that he has already ordained for you.
Amen.
Amen. So, Lord, we just thank you for the open doors. We thank you, Father God, for the immediate needs being met, God. And we thank you, Lord, for divine positioning, that Jamila will be in her divine position, doing not just work to live and work to survive, but work, Father God, that will glorify you, work that will, Father God, satisfy the what you have put on the inside of her. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for her. We thank you for her success. My God, God says, continue to meditate on my word. Continue to press your way into my presence. Continue to seek spiritual things because I'm going to give you good success. I'm going to give you good success.
Amen.
My God. So, Lord, we just thank you for good success, my God, in the name of Jesus, that she don't be afraid. My God, don't be intimidated. I bind up the spirit of fear right now.
Mm.
Even as she goes through the interviewing process, even as she puts in her application, that she will not be intimidated by what looks like is too much for her or that she's not capable of, but that she will go forth by faith, even applying for that thing that she desires, that she feels that she is not qualified for. So, Lord, we just thank you for pushing Jamila forth in faith, my God, through the door that you have already ordained for her to walk through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a big move for you. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. That's right. I felt God. When you said thank you, Father God, I felt the Lord, my God, because that's what God says. As you continue to praise me, as you continue to seek me, this is a big move for you because God is stretching you. He's expanding your capacity, my God. And the things that you have put on the back burner that you have dreamed about doing, God says those things are possible again. Those things are possible for you now. My God, so you continue to move forward in faith, never doubting, but believing that you can do all things through Christ and watch what God does in your life in this season.
strength, creator planet. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I hear you. I hear you. And I hear you in the spirit realm. Amen. And I agree, touch and agree with you. We decree and declare that it is so in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So God bless you, my sister. Keep calling. We're on this journey together. Keep calling. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. You're welcome. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the great things he is doing. We're going to take another call. If you want to be on the line tonight, just go ahead and press 1. We are expediently taking calls because our schedule has shifted, but we're going to continue with the prayer line because God has called us to the prayer line, but we can only be on for our original hour again. Amen. So we are moving expediently through the calls, but we will take all calls. Area code 678. God bless you.
What God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I'm alone without a doubt that he will bring me out. What God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that he will bring me out. God has for me, it is for me.
Yes, Jesus, thank you. I know what God has for me, it is for me. I know that what God has for me, it is for me. And it's all good. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your love, Lord. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you that even though the storm came by the state of Georgia and we didn't have light, but I do have life. Many were left without life, and many have floods. And I thank you, Jesus, for your hands over my life and over my loved ones to make sure that they were not harmed. I just want to continue praying for that letter that I'm still waiting for, praying for my son, and praying for all those victims of the hurricane that's affected so many that are out without a house, without a home to go to, or out there just wondering, you know, what's next. Just to lift up their spirits. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Well, what a powerful testimony. What God has for you is for you. Even as you were singing that song, God said, she is a prophetic worshiper. You are a prophetic worshiper, and you were singing your own prophecy. My God, hallelujah. Amen. That what God has for you is for you. And I felt the spirit moving while you were singing that song, and I literally see you climbing up Mount Moriah in the spirit realm, climbing the mountain with cracks and crevices, going higher and higher with ridges and cliffs, just going higher with snakes and scorpions, going higher and higher with attacks on every side. I just saw you going higher and higher in the Lord, and this is through faith. God says, by faith, she is going higher in me, and it is a blessing to see what God is doing and how God is using you on this prayer line with your prophetic
worshiping him. Amen. For prophetic praise, to for prophetic worship. Amen. To declarations and decrees. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank God. Father God, we thank God for Sister Maria, God. We thank God for her life, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For Father God, sparing her through the storm and her home, even though she has no lights, God. We pray for the lights to come on. We pray for the power, the natural power to be restored in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for all who are without lights on tonight as a result of Hurricane Irma, oh God. I pray for Mother May Thomas and those in Florida, those in Georgia, those in different parts, Father God, of the United States who were hit with this storm, and those in the islands, oh God. Lord, and we just thank you and we praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. Because you sustained us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you kept Sister Maria in her right mind, and she's still yet worshiping. She's still yet praising you, God. So, Lord, even as she waits for this letter, Father God. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for this letter coming, Father God, in the mail, Father God, expediently, God, and that it being in her favor, God. We don't even know what the letter says, God, but we believe that it is good. We believe that you have spoken over her life, that you shall provide, my God. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider, God. We thank you, Lord, that you have spoken over her life, that her needs will be met in her latter years. We thank you for provision coming to her house, God. And we thank you, Lord, that this letter, Father God, will come to confirm what you have spoken in your word, God. So, Lord, we thank you. We bind up the spirit of delay and denial, God, in the name of Jesus. And we release, Father God, the blessing, the answer, my God, that you have already sent forth to your daughter. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. Thank you for her vocal cords. Thank you for her worshiping heart. Thank you, Lord, for her praise. Thank you for her family, God. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for all you are doing in her life. And I speak blessings. We speak blessings over her life. I speak, my God, I hear you, Lord, irreversible, irrevocable, irrefutable blessings over her life in the name of Jesus. And we speak a threefold blessing over her life that cannot be broken, that cannot be demolished, that cannot be reversed, that cannot be revoked, my God, that cannot be refuted in the name of Jesus. And we declare, as she's saying prophetically, that what you have for her is for her, and she shall obtain it in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that is already done. Continue to encourage her heart. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to build her up. Continue to expand her capacity. Continue to send provision her way. And Lord, we thank you for this letter that's coming. And we praise you that it's already done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you so much,
Amen.
Lord. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you,
great
Pastor
patience.
Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes.
From the bottom of my
Amen.
Heart, God bless you both.
Yes. Amen. To God be the glory. Great patience.
God be all
great
the glory.
Reward. Because you have
thank
to
you.
Persevere. But great patience, great reward.
Yes.
Amen. So we
yes.
love you
Amen.
And we still stand gap with you.
I receive that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. What God has for me,
it is for me.
She prophetically sang that song. She released that thing in the atmosphere. I mean, everybody on this prayer line, you just need to, I can't let that go. Pastor, I can't let it go. We need to grab a hold of that because, like you said, there's so much raging around us. There's not just a natural storm. raging around us, but there's a spiritual storm.
Yes.
That the devil, he's prowling around like a roaring lion,
yep,
seeking,
yep,
whom he can devour.
Devour.
And the people are getting weary. Listen, grow not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap a harvest if you faint not. Don't grow weary in waiting. Don't grow weary in your faith. Don't grow weary in believing God.
Lord.
Don't grow weary in reading your Bible.
Come on.
Don't grow weary in praying and doing the spiritual works, my God. Don't grow weary in well doing, doing the spiritual work, my God. Because in due season you shall reap a harvest.
Amen.
If you faint not, faith without works is dead. And as you continue to move forward in faith, God is going to release, my God, the reward of your sowing.
Yes.
God's going to release the reward of your sowing, which you, as you sow seeds of faith, as you move forward in faith, God is going to release your reward.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. What God has for us, it is for us.
I know without a doubt. He will bring me out.
He will bring me out.
Amen.
What God has for me is for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody better grab that word tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Don't get frustrated. Don't let frustration frustrate you, my God.
Yes.
Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right.
Stay
Keep
focused.
Your eyes stayed
yes.
on Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith. He's the author. And I'm talking to myself right now. My God.
Yes.
Jesus is the author and the finisher of my faith. My God. I'm holding on to the hem of his garment. I'm holding on because that's where my power comes from. See, when she touched the hem of his garment, that woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says that virtue was released, my God. So when we touch, when we hold on to Jesus, virtue is released. And there is an immediate, my God, there is an immediate manifestation of power here in every situation. I said power here in every situation that's trying to hold you back,
amen,
my God.
Amen.
So grab a hold to the hem of his garment tonight.
Yes.
Through worship, through praise, through prayer, through
yep.
faith,
yep.
my God.
Speaking of
my
prayer.
God,
yes.
do declare, like the sister said earlier, I declare and decree it, my
right.
God. We got to get bold, oh my God. I shut the door. Pastor said, you got to shut the door on the devil. You got to shut the door
yes.
on lack. You got to shut
yes.
the door on
no.
poverty. Shut the door, and Pastor said, don't open it no more. Come on, somebody. Shut the door and don't open it no more. In the name of Jesus, we're going to take a another caller. Amen. Hallelujah. Area code 919.
Ooh, glory be to God. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Don't be weary. Keep fighting. This is 919, area code 919, ending in the number 8. God bless you this evening.
God bless you as well, Pastor. This is Nichelle. I want to pray as well, but I have Chris here. He would like prayer. He wants prayer for, he desires housing for himself and his mom and transportation. And he's right here. Yeah, he's right here. I'll get prayer after him.
The name is Cliff?
Yes.
Okay, God bless. We're going to lift that up before God bless you, Cliff. We're going to lift that up before our all-powerful God who is provider. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're lifting up Cliff tonight in the name of Jesus concerning the housing and the transportation. God, we know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The gold is mine, your word declares.
Yes.
The silver is mine, your word declares. So God, we know in the name of Jesus, you can open the door tonight for Cliff and his family
yes.
that no man can shut.
Yes.
Now God, lay upon this man of God favor. Let your favor find him right now in this situation. Thank you for the grace and the mercy in the name of Jesus that he would access concerning housing and transportation in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe by faith right now that the housing is already done, that the automobile is already done, that God, you have already ordained before the foundations of the world everything pertaining to godliness and holiness pertaining to his life and his family. Now, God, make a way where there seems to be no way. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for your supernatural hand reaching down from glory. Give them wisdom, God. Give them knowledge. Give them understanding on how to move forward and taking authority in the name of Jesus over every situation. Moving forward by faith. Hallelujah. Your word says lean not into your own understanding, but acknowledge God. Go to God. Pray to God. Bring your supplications to God, and he'll give you a peace as you pursue, glory be to God, better. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray that their mindset is right toward heaven, that they're seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and you say everything that they need will be added to them. The housing will be added. The cars will be added. The money that they need will be added. The open door will be added. So, God, I thank you right now for the greater one being on the inside of Cliff than he that is in this world. And right now, we bind up the devil trying to close doors. We bind up the devil trying to set traps. We bind up the devil in the name of Jesus trying to be in opposition and a stumbling block. Devil, you are a liar. We cast you down right now in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood over Cliff and his family. We plead the blood that the finances will come in order. We plead the blood that the money that they need to make it a reality will come in order. We plead the blood of Jesus that the jobs, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right here. I feel the Holy Ghost. That means God is moving already. Before you wake up tomorrow, God is moving. Before you go to bed tonight, God is moving out on your behalf. Before, glory be to God, another moment into your life, God already put in my spirit that he's at work in this situation. So God, they've been faithful over a few, you about to make them ruler over much. Housing is a small thing for you, God. Transportation is a small thing for you, God. So I think in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks in advance that they've already got the keys in their hand. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. We give you thanks right now that they've already signed all the necessary papers, that they've already secured everything, Lord, pertaining to this next move that they need you to help them make. So, God, give Cliff peace.
Yes, God.
Give him a blessed assurance.
Yes, Lord.
Give him confidence and the faith that he needs to move forward to pursue better. And, God, I thank you right now as I touch and agree with him, because your word says as two or more touch and agree, and I'm just agreeing with him tonight.
Yes, Lord.
That the housing and the transportation is already done. My wife, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, everybody in this prayer line is agreeing.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
That this young man is coming back with a praise report.
Yes, God.
Of the goodness of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, sir. I believe that God is going to move and has already begun to move in this situation.
Yes.
Continue to pray and seek his face. Continue to read the word of God and let it encourage you and strengthen you. He says he has overcome the world. So this is a small thing for God.
Yeah.
And God is about to bless you in a mighty way. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God bless you, young.
Amen.
You're welcome. You're welcome. God bless you. Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Michelle Prophet,
thank you so much.
To God be glory.
Yes, sir.
We thank God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless her and bless her indeed, even as she, Father God, has given this young man access and his family access to a powerful prayer line. It is not us, God, but we've seen miracles on this prayer line.
Yes.
We've heard the testimonies coming forth from the power of prayer. It's not us, God. We're submitting to your will. So, Lord, as we surrender in the name of Jesus, I believe by faith right now that you're blessing her in a mighty way. As she leads people to the throne with boldness, as she has concern and care about others, as she has compassion, Lord, on those in need. Meet all of her needs in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
bless her family. Bless her house. Bless her money. Bless her ministry. Bless in the name of Jesus. You said in Psalm number 1, everything her hands will touch will prosper. And you said according to Psalm number 1, she'll be like a tree. I feel the Holy Ghost. She'll be like a tree planted.
Thank you,
Lord. Near streams of living water. I see you never running out of supply. I see you never running out of answers. I'm sensing, God, right now that you're never running out of resources.
Yes.
The devil's trying to convince you that it's limited. God says it's unlimited.
Yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah. That you're kind of boxed in some areas. And the God is saying to you tonight that you're out of the box. Glory be to God. So his ways are higher than our ways. And he said he'll do exceeding abundantly above what Michelle can think, ask, or imagine. So however big you think you're thinking, God says I'm above that.
Yes.
So God, as we seal this prayer over her life,
yes,
over her family,
Jesus,
as she pursue higher education,
yes,
as she pursue excellence in the workplace, as she pursue excellence in ministry, God, meet every need, personal, spiritual, financial, emotionally, every need. Bless this young lady who wants to bring your name glory in the earth realm.
Yes, God.
Use her in a mighty way to manifest your glory.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. God's going to do something wonderful in your life.
Amen.
A heart for the kingdom of God. And God is going to honor that kind of mindset, that kind of love for his people. God's going to meet you. And then you're going to be a blessing to so many. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
We thank God for Prophetess tonight, even as she brought Cliff tonight. We thank God for her. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. We're going to take another caller tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Pastor, the Holy Ghost is here.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus. And this is an area code of 832. Yes, it is. 832. God bless you this evening, 832.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Elaine.
Hey, God bless
you. God bless you. Long time no see. Hallelujah.
Yes. I was just calling to hear if the Lord had anything that he wanted to speak to me about.
Well, to God be the glory. But well, we thank God for you. It just was a pleasure and an honor meeting you face to face.
Yeah.
And I believe, amen, even as you, amen, set foot at New Creation Church and was a part of our service on Sunday, we thank God for your visitation. And I'm hearing that tonight. God is about to give you a visitation in the name of Jesus.
God
is about to visit your home or wherever you dwell. It can be the marketplace. It can be your home. It can be your coming in and going out. He says in Deuteronomy 28, you're blessed in the city, you're blessed in the field, you're blessed going in and you're blessed coming out. Hallelujah. You shall be the first and not the last, the head and not the tail, above and not beneath.
Yeah.
I decree and declare that over your life tonight.
Yeah.
God said he's opened up his good treasure.
Jesus.
And he's about to pour you out a blessing that too enormous for you to receive. As a matter of fact, before we hang up, before we go down, God is telling me to tell you to visit Deuteronomy 28. Meditate on it and make it personal. Yes, it's Old Testament, but God says it's a modern-day blessing for you personally. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe, hallelujah, your word over her life. Your word says, no, she's not cursed. She is blessed. And God, all of those blessings found in Deuteronomy 28, you said that's her portion. You said you'll open up your good treasure to her. And right now, we seal that word upon her life. We bind up the adversary. We bind up every opposing force. Like the Apostle Paul, a great door has opened for her. But, oh, I feel it right now. But many are opposed. chosen. Hallelujah. You're a beautiful person, but even you have opposition. You're a beautiful spirit, but there's some even against you. And right now, God said he'll deal with that. He just needs you to remain faithful. So, God, in the name of Jesus, we bind up every enemy. We bind up every supernatural, invisible force that's trying to stop the blessings of Elaine. We bind up in the name of Jesus. If she know them or don't know them, God, anything that's not of you, we take authority over it, and we say, Lord, give her power. Give her dunamis. Give her the ability to overcome any level of opposition in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you that she doesn't have confidence in the flesh. Like Paul, she don't have confidence in herself. It's all about Christ. Christ in me, the hope of glory. No longer I, Christ, the living one. So, Lord, increase in her.
Yes, God.
I feel this thing strongly tonight.
Yes, Lord.
I'm sensing that you do want more of Christ. I'm sensing that you want to get to know
Jesus.
Through the reading of his word, through prayer, through revelation and illumination. You want to go somewhere else in God that you've never known.
Yes.
And God says that kind of hunger and thirst, I must honor.
My God.
You haven't even shared stuff with people. There's some things you haven't even, because people may think you kind of, you know how people are, but you haven't even shared it with people who are close.
Thank you.
It's personal.
Thank you.
And God says, yes, I'm going to reveal myself all the more. Yes, I'm going to show her who I am. And God says, you keep that hunger, you keep that thirst, in spite of how you feel, in spite of how you see, and I'm going to honor it. God loves where you are now. And God is saying, seek me while I might be found. Call on me while I am near. And I'm sensing, that's why I started out this with visitation. God is near. He's right there with you. God is near. And he says, call on me. He says, call on me and he will answer you. You know, in Psalm 91, he said, when we call on him, he will answer. I was in that hospital stricken with cancer in my body, and I called on the name of Jesus, and he answered me. I don't know what you're dealing with, but when you call on him, he's going to hear you, and he's going to respond. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
God.
But
we thank God for you this evening. God bless you.
Amen. God bless
God
you,
bless
my sister.
You.
Such a blessing to meet you on Sunday. And it's amazing that Pastor went to Deuteronomy 28, because even as he went there, God was saying she's blessed by her because of her obedience. And because of your obedience to God, God is blessing you. And the enemy is trying to make you think that you made some wrong moves or you're doing extra or it doesn't take all of that. But you are obeying the direction of the Holy Spirit. And because of your obedience, as you obey, you are walking into your blessings. My God, you're walking into your blessings. And mercy are following you. So there's no loss. There's no loss. And God said, there shall be no lack, because I shall replenish everything that the devil stole from you. My God, the kangaroo, the palmer worm, the locust, everything that they've eaten away, God says, it shall be restored to you. So do not take heart as what looks like lack or what looks like loss. But God says, continue to keep your eyes stayed on me, because as you hunger and thirst after me, I'm confirming the word that Pastor spoke.
She's hungry.
You shall be filled.
Oh, yeah.
My God, hallelujah. And because you are not looking for the natural, but you are looking for the spiritual, my God, there's an overflow of the natural that's going to take place, even as God fills you to the overflow spiritually. Even as your oil continues in, as you bring your vessel and the oil continues to be poured in, as you pour out, God says the natural things will follow. My God, in Jesus' name. So we thank God for you, and we thank God for the word that's over your life. My God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you both. Amen. And it was a wonderful time meeting you both this week. It's a beautiful service.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Well, that was our last caller.
Yes.
We do have time for That was our last caller. So there are no more hands raised. So we're going to end at this time. I want to pray for the prayer request. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for the prayer request. We pray for Yvette, Sister Yvette, God. We thank you for your hand upon her life, God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life. She knows you, oh God, and she loves you, oh God. And Lord, we just pray, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to show yourself mighty in her life, oh God. Father God, heal everything that needs to be healed, oh God. Give her peace, give her joy, Father God. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for opening her eyes even the more so, God, so that she can see you, God. Help her to discern your voice. Keep her protected from all harm and danger. Father God, soften her heart in every area, Father God, where the devil has tried to make her heart hard. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for our dear sister Yvette, Father God, in your hand upon her life. She knows you, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you for a deeper walk with you. We pray that she will have an even deeper walk with you. We pray for the Davis family. We pray, Father God, that you will continue to bless that family, that you will keep that family. Father God, that you will move in that family, God. We pray, Father God, for your hand, Father God, to be mightily upon each and every member of Lori Davis's family, God. We pray for Sister Dolores Tucker, God. We thank you for your hand upon Sister Dolores's life. I pray healing over her life. That by the stripes of Jesus Christ, she is healed. Kathy Tonsil, by the stripes of Christ, she is healed. In the name of Jesus, Mother May Thomas, that her lights and power will be restored. We thank you for keeping Mother safe during the storm as she's in Florida, that Irma did not wreak havoc on her home. But Lord, we pray that the power will be restored in her home and in my sister Renee's home. So Lord, we just thank you for Brother Jamal, Minister Jamal, and Prophet His Gail. We pray a blessing over their home, oh God, over their marriage, God. We declare that no weapon formed against them can prosper. We declare that they are the blessed of the Lord. And Lord, we pray, Father God, hallelujah, that you will continue to bring them closer together, that you will, Father God, do a new thing even in their marriage, in their ministry, in their family, in their finances. Lord, we thank you for Sister Carmen. Lord, we thank you for her household, for her mingle, for her children. We thank you for her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren. Lord, continue to have your way on this prayer line. For all who are part of this prayer line, those who have been named, those who have not been named, God, we pray, Father God, for your Holy Spirit, your power to move through this prayer line. We pray, Father God, for signs, wonders, and miracles, Father God, to be manifested in the lives of those who are on this prayer line. God, thank you for my daughter, Hakita. Continue to heal her, continue to restore her, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we thank you. I thank you for Pastor Anthony, that you will continue to heal and deliver and restore him. We bind up the spirit of sickness. We bind up the spirit of colds and flus, and we release healing. We release manifestation of prosperity. Yes. We release, Father God, breakthrough. We release, my God, joy and power. We release peace over this prayer line. We release, my God, provision over this prayer line. We release housing, my God, monies, transportation over this prayer line. We release divine manifestation of your power over this prayer line, that there will be no lack in any life that's under the sound of my voice. And Lord, we thank you in advance for moving mightily in the life of every person on this prayer line. We heal the land. Restore the land after Hurricane Harvey in Texas and Hurricane Irma in Florida, the Bahamas, all of the areas, Georgia, my God, North, South Carolina, all of the areas that were impacted. Restore the land and comfort those, Father God, who are still mourning as a result of 9/11/2001. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. We're going to go off the line now. We welcome you to come and visit us at New Creation Christian Ministry. Ministries. We're at 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. Our service starts at 12:30. This weekend is our victory service. We're believing God for victory over every situation and every area of life. Amen. We welcome you. We're looking for laborers. We're looking for worshipers who will worship God in spirit and in truth. God is looking. Amen. And we pray for God to send them in Jesus' mighty name. But you are welcome to come and be a part of our service. We start at 12:30. Amen. We invite you to sow. We need you to sow, amen, continue to sow into the ministry. We don't need you to sow, because God has such a mighty, mighty plan for this ministry, and your dollars, your 20s, your 50s, your hundreds, your thousands, my God, your millions for the millionaires out there, are helping us to do the work that God has called us to do. God sent a young man to our home. He missed the service, and he called us up and said, I've got to sow. So this is a season to sow. Amen. And you can do that by going to our website at nccmonline.org, nccmonline.org, and we appreciate every seed sown into this ministry. Sow into your prosperity. Sow into the promise. Sow into what you expect, your expectation. My God, sow a seed. My God, the old saints used to say, if you have a need, sow a seed. Amen. And we have to continue to sow those seeds, and God will meet the need. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Again, you can sow by going to nccmonline.org. We love you. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. Praise God.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine. Can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? I could only imagine. Mm-hmm.
could hold.